Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Woman Up Podcast. I'm your host, Carly Goodhart, registered nurse, and your reigning Miss Rapid City. I have dedicated my life both personally and professionally to improving the health of every woman I encounter. I am so excited you are here to be a part of this amazing journey, and I can't wait to help you, woman up, take charge of your health and become your best you. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Woman Up Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest with us, Miss South Dakota 2021, Caitlin O'Neill. Thanks for being with us, Caitlin.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Caitlin has spent her last year of service as Miss South Dakota being an advocate for mental health. So go ahead and tell us a little bit more about your journey through the Miss America organization.
Absolutely. So I started my freshman year of college within the Miss South Dakota organization and did not have any idea what I was getting into, but it was a really eye-opening experience. And over the last 5-6 years, I've really grown into who I am because of what this organization has offered. I have received over $25,000 in scholarships, paid for college debt-free. I have grown so much personally and professionally. A lot of the skills that I've learned from this organization, I've taken into my marketing career and also my dance career too. I mean, networking is really huge and it's really just propelled me in so many different directions. And then one of the big things that I've also grown within this organization is my social impact initiative. So Bloom Into a Healthier You, like Carly said, I advocate for mental health and, you know, trying to be the best version of yourself. And without this organization, I don't know if I ever would have created that program or really grown in the way that I have, because it's opened my eyes to so many different possibilities and just realized the severity of where I was and where I knew I wanted to get to.
That is what I love about the Miss America organization, how it takes women with incredible stories and kind of pushes them to get out of their comfort zone and really use their story and their passions to make a difference in the world. So thank you for all that you've done this past year and the years prior for being an advocate for mental health.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about your mental health journey and how you kind of came to where you are today.
So as I mentioned, college was the first time that I really stepped foot into the Miss America organization. I actually went to college out of state because I wanted to get away from everybody that I grew up with. I wanted to kind of start fresh and just be a new me. In high school, I was in a mental state. Just, I didn't realize I was in such a bad place until college when I really reflected on that. So growing up, I struggled with depression and I struggled with anxiety. And on top of all that, my parents got a divorce when I was a sophomore. And putting all that in combination, I just spiraled. But again, I didn't realize the severity of it. And growing up, I never really talked about those emotions or those feelings and just kind of kept to myself, figuring it, you know, was what everybody dealt with. It was not. And with all of those emotions, I developed a really, really bad eating disorder. You know, I turned into one of those people that would take those calorie counting apps and just hyper focus on them. So I would take, I think I used my Fitness Pal. They would give you, you know, your daily calorie dose. I would cut that in half and only allow myself to eat that much or less. Really, really unhealthy for you. And with everything else that I was struggling with, it just made that all 10 times worse. And, you know, I put on a happy face, as a lot of people do that struggle with mental health, but inside I was so deeply just distraught. So when it came time to going on to college, I knew I wanted to get out. So I went to Minnesota State University, Mankato, and my eyes were really opened to just by the community there. A lot of my friends that were in the dance program had similar experiences to me. You know, being a dancer, you are kind of, I don't want to say you're scrutinized with the way you look, but you're really self-conscious. And you might think people are saying or talking about you because of how you look, but it's not true. But in your head, you think that. And so many of us had that shared experience. And just having that conversation was a big eye-opener of where I was. Putting that into combination with the Miss America organization and having that platform to advocate for something important to you, again, just really opened my eyes of like, you know, I really want to make a difference in other people's lives because I have struggled with this and I'm learning so many things that are helping me. Maybe I can do that for somebody else.
I think so many women, when it comes to choosing a social impact initiative for the Miss America organization or for anything, really take the easy route. And I really thank you and commend you for being vulnerable and sharing your story because I know that it has impacted so many people out there. So once again, thank you so much for everything you've done. It's so important.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's been a long road, honestly, to get here. I remember when I first started, I couldn't even get through sharing even just that little bit without crying because it's hard to open up with those emotions. But the more you can talk about those things, the easier it gets. And then the easier it gets for other people too, right? Sharing your story can be so helpful for so many people you don't even realize.
One thing that I feel like a lot of people don't know when it comes to mental health too, and particularly for women, is that women are twice as likely to experience depression and anxiety and so many mental health conditions. Why do you think that is?
You know, I don't know if there's one answer. I think women put a lot of pressure on themselves. I do think that is a true fact. but I think women also are more open to sharing their emotions and men kind of close themselves off more. And I think honestly hide it. I think if more people talked about it openly or went to doctors to get evaluations or maybe medication, if that was something that they needed, the numbers might actually be more similar. But that's just a personal opinion. I don't know if there is really a one answer to that, but I don't know. Women, I think they put a lot of pressure on themselves.
Yeah. As a nurse, I would definitely agree with that. I know that there's also there's differences in the way that our brains are made up, and testosterone has a lot of anti-anxiety and antidepressant benefits, and men naturally have higher levels of testosterone. And so because of that, their brains are more adept to handle these symptoms of anxiety and depression as in comparison to women. Another thing that I've noticed is society teaches us that it's normal. It's normal to feel sad for women around your menstrual cycle because of your hormones or around the perinatal period when you're pregnant after you have a baby, but it's not normal. And I think that we need to shed light on that and really let people know that it's okay to not feel okay, but it's not normal.
Absolutely.
And it's important to seek the help that you need.
Mm-hmm. I love that saying, it's okay not to be okay, because people just keep that feeling to themselves, and it's okay to feel that way, but it's not okay to stay that way. Just like you said, like, it's, please get the help that you need. Don't feel ashamed of those feelings, because I can almost guarantee you your next door neighbor is going through the same thing or similar experiences. So you're not alone. There's so many people out there that are going through hard times too.
Absolutely. And especially coming out of a global pandemic, I know that we have seen a spike in mental health illnesses. And, you know, there's so many reasons for that. Being cooped up inside for a couple of years, for women also, women are more likely to experience domestic abuse. And so spending more time with your abuser, there's just so many factors that have played into it with the pandemic. And I just think that now more than ever is a time to reach out to everyone and seek the help that you need.
Absolutely.
So one thing that I love about you is that you have been so big on destigmatizing mental health and mental illnesses. So how do you go about letting people know that it's okay to not be okay?
I think, honestly, one of the biggest things that I've done is sharing my story, like I've already kind of mentioned. I think letting people know, again, that they're not alone. There are people like me, or there are people like you, there are people like your parents or your siblings or your neighbors that go through hard times too. And a lot of times the people that you least expect to go through those hard times, they do. And so me, as I don't want to say like a public figure, but someone that a lot of kids do look up to, I want them to know that it's not all about the glitz and the glamour. There's hard times too. And if I can get through it, you can get through it. And I want to offer any help that I can to help you get through that, if that's something that you need. And just being someone who can potentially start a conversation is everything to me.
So one thing that you've done during your year is you created an entire program called Bloom. So tell us a little bit more about that and what you've been able to do with that.
Yes. So Bloom is a tool that I created shortly after I created my social impact initiative. So Bloom is a 5-letter acronym. Each letter stands for a different strategy or tool that you can implement into your life. So it goes balance, listen, outlet, outlook, and then move or meditation. And I think each of those are 5 equally important areas in our life that we can kind of evaluate. And then from that evaluation, look at what we can do to better each of those areas. Those 5 are 5 particular areas that helped me personally. It's not a one size fits all because everybody experiences things differently, but they were 5 things that really helped me. And I just want to be, again, that inspiration to at least help somebody on that journey towards the best version of themselves. So I have different curriculum from kindergarten all the way up to nursing home aged individuals. And, you know, there's something for everybody because everybody struggles with self-insecurity or mental health or something about themselves in some way or another. And regardless if you are struggling with a mental health condition or not, there's always room to better yourself as an individual.
So I know that you've had a lot of partnerships that you have worked with in getting Bloom out into our community. So what are some of your partnerships that you've worked with?
Yes, this last year has just really evolved Bloom, and it's just been so exciting. So one of my biggest ones that I've been so excited about has been Sanford Fit. Sanford Fit is a subcategory, of course, of Sanford Health Hospitals, and it is a program that is almost identical to Bloom in a way. It helps kids learn about their physical, emotional, and mental health, and that has just been one of my favorite partnerships. We've created some fun packets that I've sent out to different schools across the state and just have done some really awesome campaigns too, which has been fun. Another partner that I have gained over the last year has been the Helpline Center of South Dakota. And that one has really meant a lot to me because suicide is actually the leading cause of death of children from, I believe, 13 to 18, which is just really mind-boggling because they're children, they're teenagers. And to be in such a bad place that you want to take your life is really sad. So having that partnership and sharing their resources as well as bringing Bloom to an even wider audience has been really special for me because I've actually lost a friend to suicide, and I'm probably going to cry. So this partnership is really important to me because a little over a year ago, I lost a friend to suicide. And like I said, a lot of people, or a lot of times, mental health or suicide in general affects people that you would least expect it. And this was my friend because, you know, he was the president of his fraternity. He was a straight A student in college, very active in a lot of different community events, and just was that most happiest-go-lucky guy. But inside, he was really struggling and decided to take his life just a little over a year ago. And it shocked so many of us. So like I said, having this partnership to spread awareness about suicide and offer the different resources that the state and even just your local communities have to help you if you're struggling with anything has really meant a lot to me.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It is never easy to hear of anyone taking their own life to suicide, especially when it's somebody so close to you. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it's so important to recognize that you don't always see when people are struggling. And I think this was really made evident a few months ago also when we saw Chesley Chris, Miss USA 2019,
absolutely
take her own life. And that's something that really struck me because she has been such a role model for so many women and somebody that I truly thought had it all. And it was just a painful reminder that you can think that somebody has everything all put together, but inside they're struggling.
Yep. It's great words. It's so hard. That was such a shock to me as well. But I just hope that if you are someone listening to this that is struggling, know you're not alone. And there are so many people out there that support you and love you, and so many resources out there too to help you get through.
And I know Caitlin and I are always, our DMs are always open. If you are ever struggling with anything, if you ever need anyone to talk to, we are here, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime.
So if you are someone who is struggling with mental health, what are some good resources that you like to recommend?
I think one of the biggest things that I always push is look into your state Department of Health. They have so many amazing resources that a lot of people just don't even realize are there. And a lot of times can also get you in contact with local resources that you might not be aware of, because each state has different things. So I try not to say, oh, this or this or this, because there could be something even better within your own local community. And I think the best way to find that would be reaching out to your state Department of Health, generally going online. You can find a lot of different things. Or if you just want to, you know, learn more about yourself or just kind of take small steps, there's so many amazing, I don't want to say self-help books, but so many different journal activities or books to help you just realize and reflect about the person that you are or the person that you want to be. And those kind of steps have been a huge help for me personally. So that's always something I really recommend, as well as talking to a therapist, going to a counselor. Sharing those emotions, I think, is one of the biggest things that you can do in whatever health journey you are. Talking it out rather than bottling it all up is really, really important.
Absolutely. I know that, you know me, I love facts and figures and statistics, but I know that the World Health Organization has reported that more than half of the patients who meet criteria for mental health disorders are not identified by their doctors and therefore are not receiving the care that they need. So it is so important to be self-aware and to really be able to recognize these symptoms within yourself so that you can share them with your provider and get the help that you need.
Absolutely.
Mental health now more than ever is so important for everyone, but particularly for women, because women are the ones that often go undiagnosed and untreated and ultimately suffer because of the lack of care that they receive. So thank you for everything that you've done for mental health in our state.
Oh, thank you so much. I was so excited to be a part of Woman Up, joining the community. And, you know, you're making such a lasting impact too with everything you're doing. So thank you so much.
Thank you. You and I both credit the Miss America organization for allowing us to grow both personally and professionally and giving us a microphone to be an advocate for causes that we're incredibly passionate about. And that being said, this coming week, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is the 75th anniversary of Miss South Dakota.
Yes, I am just beyond excited and also sad at the same time that it's coming up so quickly, but we are going to be crowning our 75th Miss South Dakota. And Carly is one of those candidates. So if you are available, you have to come out, support her, support all the candidates, and just have a fun time with us because we are pulling out all the stops. It's our diamond anniversary and it's going to be a sparkle filled, fun-filled, amazing time. So June 2nd through the 4th, Brookings, South Dakota. You can find your tickets at misssd.org.
Yes, we are super excited. Please join us. If you can't be there in person, you can also purchase tickets for the live stream at misssd.org. You do not want to miss it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Woman Up podcast. I hope this episode has empowered you to woman up and take charge of your health today. If you have any questions, comments, topics that you want to learn more about, or if you want to share your story, please reach out to me at missrapidcity@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media at Carly Goodhart or at Miss Rapid City ST.